Greetings.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你建立这个教会，让这个教会把你的福音、你的真理传扬出去。
We thank you for establishing this church so that your truth, your gospel may be proclaimed.
愿意主你通过你的话语去继续鼓励我们。
May you through your words to help those people.
你知道我们的心会尊主伟大。
You know that we exalt you, O Lord.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
两个月前呢，我就开始跟大家分享四世纪。
It's about 2 months ago. I started sharing with you about the Judges.
四世纪呢，就是好像一本小说一样。
Is the book of Judges is almost like a novel.
很多姿多彩的。
It is very colorful.
比方说呢，它里面呢有但是个人的刺客。
That we know that in the book, you can see.
就是一个刺客，就是一个 assassinator.
哦，刺客。
嗯。
The assassinations.
OK, 有一个神奇的旅啥
？That has a mysterious story.
还有呢，有一个有一个很聪明的将军。
We have a very smart general.
给人为妻的一个狂人，就是一个 crazy guy 我都不知道怎么翻译。
狂人。
嗯，狂人。
It's a crazy person.
还有一个力大无穷的一个浪子。
And there's one some is very strong, have a great strength.
但是呢，我们圣经告诉我们，四世纪是发生在一个很动乱的年代当中。
We know that the Bible tells us the Judges' time is a time of a great tribulations.
圣经形容呢，当时这个世代的是非常黑暗。
And it was the time of darkness.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone does as they saw fit.
所以呢，当以色列人离弃神的时候呢，神就惩罚他们。
So when they depart from God, God punished them.
只有他们悔改的时候呢，神就复兴他们。
Only when they repented, God restored them.
今天讲到呢，是四世纪里面第二个四世以户。
So today we'll talk about the second judge by the name of Ehud.
题目呢就是独臂刀大战小肥牛。
He is the one who is fighting the little fat cow.
那这个题目呢是很滑稽滑稽的，但是呢这个内容却不是。
So the title sounds comical, but the content is not.
因为呢，从我们四世纪的这个故事里面呢，你会看见这些全心倚靠神的人，他们的信心。
So from this we can see the face of those who wholeheartedly obey God.
他们虽然活在了一个黑暗的时代
，even though they live in a dark time，
他们面对外来的压力。
So they have pressure from the outside.
但是他们却仍然的选择去信靠神。
But they still choose to trust in God.
所以我们现在先来看以户的这个故事的背景。
We'll first look at the background of the story about the Ehud.
以户呢，他是发生在俄陀内这个逝世之后的。
We know that he comes after the judge.Named Othniel.
俄陀那年代的以色列人敬拜假神，忘记了耶和华。
So in the time of Othniel, the people worship idols and forgot about Lord.
神呢就把以色列人交在那个米索波大米的王的手上8年。
So the God put them under the hand of a king from Mesopotamia.
直到呢以色列人复求耶和华的时候呢，神就兴起这个伯陀涅的士师。
So when the Israelites called out to the Lord raised the judge Othniel.
那么圣经说呢，那么以色列人呢就有太平40年的时间。
So after that, the Israel enjoyed 40 years of peace.
三章十一节讲到了这个伯陀涅死了。
And the verse 11 says that the Othniel died.
那么你猜以色列人会怎么样呢？
So what happened to the Israelites?
十二节里面呢就讲到，以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
So in verse 12 it says that again the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
十二节的重点呢就是这个又这个字。
So the emphasis is on again.
我这个字形容啊这些一般信跟随神的人的一个特点。
So this word describes one of the characteristics of half-hearted people.
就是呢，他们是一群忘恩负义的人。
So those are the people who are very ungrateful.
神执着伯陀涅去拯救以色列人。
So therefore God raise the person to treat the Israelites cruelly.
但是呢，他们的事是一死，他们就把神的恩典忘掉了。
So they forgot about God's benefit, and as soon as he died.
所以士师记提醒我们，如果呢我们不刻意去纪念神的时候，其实我们跟以色列人一样，很坏，就把神的恩典忘掉了。
So the judges tell us, if we do not specifically remember God, we often forget His goodness.
因为呢，当你应有在你面前，当你的利益在你的面前的时候，你很可能就不记得神了。
So when you face temptations, when you are facing benefits, you may not remember God.
最近看了一个广告呢，是一对夫妇，在吃晚餐。
I saw the advertisement that a couple was eating dinner.
这个太太就问这个丈夫 ，Honey， 今天是什么日子啊
？So the wife asked the husband, "What kind of day is today?"
这个丈夫想不到哦。
The husband doesn't know.
那么这个太太就很生气了。
So the wife was angry.
后来他见到太太的戒指，都是想起哦，今天是我们结婚周年。
So when he saw the wedding rings, he remembered this is a wedding anniversary.
你们做妻子的喜不喜欢你丈夫记得你的周年纪念日呢
？So wives, do you like the husband remember the anniversary?
为什么我们喜欢他们记得呢
？Why we like them to remember?
因为人的本性就是忘恩负义的。
Because the people's nature is a betrayal.
但是如果你通过一次节日，就能够帮助你，你会记得你的这个夫妻婚姻之约。
So through this anniversary, you will remember the covenant you had between the husband and wife.
其实是同一个道理，你发觉呢，旧约圣经里面呢有很多不同的节日。
So this is the same true in the Old Testament. There are many, many covenants.
比方说呢，神会用逾越节去纪念，神带领以色列人出埃及。
For example, God used Passover to remember how He led the Israelites out of Egypt.
他们用祝棚节去纪念神呢。带领他们经过旷野40年。
They used the festival of booths to remember how they wandering 40 years in the wilderness.
在新约圣经里面，我们也有我们不同的方法去纪念神。
So there are many different ways that we can remember God.
比方说，我们通常教会每一个月有圣餐。
For example, we usually each month we have the Lord's table.
这个是纪念耶稣的给我们的救恩。
So this is to remember the salvation from Jesus.
每一次你领圣餐的时候，你就想起耶稣为你死在十字架上面。
Every time you receive the communion, you will remember Jesus died for you on the cross.
圣餐也提醒我们，耶稣有一天会回来。
It also reminds us one day Jesus will come back.
除了圣餐以外，我们每一个礼拜教会都有崇拜。
So, in addition to the communion, every week we have worship.
你通过唱诗、祷告、读经、听到，都会帮助你纪念神。
So through your prayers, your scripture reading, and you can remember God.
这个就是希伯来书的第十章里面讲到，你们不可停止聚会。好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，自知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Just like it said in the Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
这个圣经提醒我们，不可以因为我们生活忙碌就忘掉来到教会聚会。
So the Bible reminds us, do not forget to come to church just because we have a busy schedule.
你不能说啊，我将来补回这个亲近神的机会。
You cannot say that I will make it up for the opportunity to worship God.
因为你知道呢，神跟人的关系呢是一个感情的一个关系。
You know that the relationship between God and man is a special one.
就是呢，你错过了这个机会呢，你是没有机会去补回来的。
So if you miss the opportunity, you cannot make it up.
好像呢，你错过了你小孩成长的机会，你将来没有机会去补回这个经验。
So if you miss the process of when your children grow up, there's no way you can come back to it.
所以呢，同样我们要把握去纪念神的机会。
That's why we have to keep the meetings with, to remember God.
要不然你就会与神疏离。
Otherwise, you fall away from God.
你最终好像一些人一样，你会把神的恩典都忘掉了。
So just like Israelites, you begin to forget all the benefits from God.
当以色列人呢离弃神的时候呢，神就把他交给这个摩押王伊基伦。
When the Israelites who forget God, God sent them over to the king of Moab, Eglon.
伊基伦呢，他就圣经讲到呢，他就召罪了阿门人跟亚玛利人去攻打以色列人。
So the Bible tells us that Eglon called the Ammonites and the Amalekites to attack Israel.
最终呢，他们占据了这个棕树城。
So they occupied the city of palms.
那如果你看看地图的时候，你知道呢，摩押人、亚门人呢，其实是在约旦河东的这些国家。
So if you know the map, you can see Moab and the Ammonites are the east bank of Jordan River.
中树城呢就是耶利哥城。
So in the middle, there is a city. It's a palm city.
就是我们通常叫 Jericho, 耶利哥这个城。
It's the same name for Jericho.
所以你发觉了，本来他们是在约旦河东的。那么现在他们已经就是占领了这个合适的这个城市了。
So you know they were on the east side of the Jordan. Now they occupied the city right on the river.
这个也可以告诉你，以色列的两个半支派，东岸的两个半支派呢，已经失去了。
This tells you the two and a half.Tribes of Israel has been lost.
十四节里面呢讲到了，摩押王伊基伦呢，就是以色列服侍了他们十八年。
So here tell us that the king of Moab, Eglon, occupied them 18 years.
以色列人怎么服侍这个摩亚王呢？
How did they serve the king of Moab?
后来十四节里面你就发觉，就是他们每年会送钱给这个皇帝。
So in verse 18 you know they pay tributes to the king.
带来他们片刻的平安。
That brings them a temporary peace.
这个也是一个半信的人的一个特点。
This is another trace of a half-hearted person.
他们就是苟且偷安。
So they are content with a temporary ease.
他们情愿忍受这个摩亚王的就是奴役。
So they rather content to be slaves to the king of Moab.
他们不愿意向神悔改。
They do not wish to repent to God.
他们不愿意丢弃他们的偶像。
They do not wish to give up their idols.
他们失去了他们两个半支派。
They already lost 2.5 tribes.
他们会安慰自己，我们还有九个半支派啊。
So they comfort themselves, we still have 9.5 left.
到他们人不可忍的时候呢，他就用自己的方法。
So when they cannot tolerate, they use their own ways.
就给他自己有一个喘气的机会。
So they can rest and take a breath.
就是用钱买片刻的平安。
So they use money to buy temporary ease.
这个就好像吃止痛药一样。
So it's just like painkillers.
人的痛苦就是我们不愿意接受神的方法去过生活。
Our misery is that we are unwilling to accept God's way to live our life.
好像亚当夏娃，他不愿意听神的吩咐。
Just like Adam and Eve, they are not willing to obey God's orders.
那么他们就吃了这个分辨善恶树的果子。
So they ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge.Good and evil.
他们吃背后的原因就是因为他不相信神的命令对他们是好的。
The only reason they ate it because they did not believe God's commands are good.
我们追求偶像的时候也是同一个道理。
It's the same way that when we seek the idols.
我们用偶像代替我们的真神。
So we replace true God with our idols.
但是当我们离开真神的时候，我们人就好像羊没有牧人一样。
But if we depart from our God, we are like sheep went astray.
我们就在这个困苦当中。
So we do not have a shepherd, we live in misery.
但是很多人他还不愿意悔改啊。
But many people still do not want to repent.
他们会用自己的方法去麻醉自己。
So they numb themselves by their own method.
他可以用金钱啊，用享乐啊，用酒精啊，这些东西去麻醉自己。
So they numb themselves with pleasure and with money.
这个就是他们愿意过一个苟且偷安的生活。
So this is how they live a life that is just enjoying the temporary ease.
但是你会见到的，神会加重他们的刑罚。
But you know that God will increase their punishment.
他希望人通过痛苦的时候想起神来。
God wants people remember him through pain.
神会用什么方法去管教人呢？
How does God discipline people?
其实有很多不同的方法。
There are many ways.
他可以用你的配偶。
He can use your spouse,
你的工作,
your work,
你的儿女,
your children,
甚至你的健康,
even your health,
甚至你的空虚,
空虚,
空虚就是,
your emptiness,
让你想起神来,
remind you,
那么我们人就会去呼求神,
then we will cry out to God.
以色列人过了十八年这样子的生活。
So they lived the 18 years of temporary ease.
那么以色列人就呼求耶和华。
Then the Israelites called out to God.
圣经告诉我们，神呢就兴起了一个拯救者，他 就是这便雅悯人基拉的儿子以户。
So the Bible tells us he raised a deliverer who is the son of Jera, a Benjamite. His name is Ehud.
十五节讲到这个以户的时候呢，我们有几方面我们知道的。
There are several ways we can understand the Ehud.
以户呢是一个便雅悯人。
He's a Benjamite.
便雅悯呢这个字的意思就是右手之子。
So the meaning of Benjamin is the son of a right hand.
但是呢，以户却是一个左手便利的人。
But the Ehud is a left-handed.
所以呢，你说呢，是一个很大的讽刺。
So this is a great contrast.
还有呢，左手便利呢，其实在原文里面呢，是讲到他右手有障碍。
So when left-handed in the original meaning is they're restricted in the right hand.
那有人猜这个可能是讲到呢，以户可能是一个右手残废的一个人。
So some people think that the Ehud could be handicapped in his right hand.
最后呢，以户这个人的名字啊，就是荣耀在哪里？
So the meaning of the Ehud is where is the majesty?
为什么一个父母啊，为他的儿子改剪纸的一个名字呢？
Why would a parent give such a name to their child?
可能因为他生出来的时候呢，他就见到他的右手是残废的，所以他就说荣耀在哪里。
Maybe when he was born with a handicap in the right hand, therefore they ask where is the splendor.
但是更有可能呢，就是因为以户是生活在这十八年以色列人给人赐福的时候，他的父亲就问一个问题，荣耀在哪里？
It's also possible after 18 years when God want to bless, use Ehud to bless Israel, his father asked where is the splendor.
那如果以户是生活在这十八年当中给人欺压的这十八年里面的时候，那么以户在刺杀这个摩押王的时候，他还不到十八岁。
If Ehud lived during the 18 years of occupation by Eglon, when he murdered him, he was not even 18 years old.
那么呢，我们现在来看看以户的他全心投靠神的特点。
Now we see the trait of Ehud, how he totally depending on God.
第一个特点呢，就是他相信神的安排是最好的。
So the first trait is that he believes God's plan is the best.
那以户没有因为他是有一个残缺的人呢，去埋怨神。
He did not complain to God because of his handicap.
当神呼召他的时候
，When God called on him.
他没有拒绝神说你去找这些健全的人呢。
He did not say that refuse to go and say you can ask for those who are healthier.
以户很坦然的接受神的差遣。
So he accepted God's calling.
因为他相信神的安排是最好的。
Because he believed God's plan is the best.
我们很多时候会埋怨神说
Sometimes weMurmuring and complaining to God.
为什么我跟别人不一样？
Why am I different from others?
或者呢，我们会妒忌其他人的才干。
Or maybe we are envious of other people's abilities.
所以当神呼召我们的时候
，So when God call us,
我们有很大条的道理告诉神我不行。
We have a lot of reason tell that I'm not capable.
好像摩西曾经告诉神，我是一个。罪口笨舌的人。
So that just like Moses, he told God that I'm not eloquent in my speech.
很多时候，神呼召我们，要我们去做一个事情的时候，我们只见到我们的缺陷。
So oftentimes when we are called by God, we only see our weakness.
你没有想过，神可以用你的缺陷去成就他的计划。
And you never thought that God can complete his plan by using your weakness.
在福音书里面呢，门徒曾经问耶稣一个问题。
In the gospel, the disciples asked Jesus a question.
他说，这个人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯罪呢？是这人犯罪，是他父母犯罪呢？
So they say, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
但是耶稣回答说，也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
Jesus answered, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him.
我在圣生命教会就是我们借用的这个教会里面听到一个这样子的故事。
I heard a story in the church that we rent from them.
你记得呢？08年的时候，因为这个金融风暴的时候，很多人失去他的工作。
You know that in 2008, during the big storm, many people lost their work.
就是这个 financial 的这个
financial 的
yeah.
The financial crisis.
所以呢，他里面有一个家庭就问一个弟兄。
So one of the family asked.
他说，我们现在有钱值的需要，你能不能那来每一天来我们的家去帮忙
？He says we have a need. Can you come to our home, help us every day？
这个弟兄第一句话就回答说：“我现在正在失业。
”And this brother answered, "I just lost my job."
那这个家庭听到以后呢，就很失望。
So they were disappointed.
他以为呢，这个弟兄的回答的意思呢，就是拒绝他。
But he thought this person refused them.
但是这个弟兄马上就解释说。
But this brother immediately explained.
因为我现在失业，所以我就能够每天来照顾你的家人了。
So because I lost my job, I can come every day to care for your family.
你愿不愿意呢？好像以护这个人一样。
Would you like to be the person like Ehud today?
你不专注在你的缺失里面。
You do not focus on your weakness.
你反而相信神给你的安排是最好的。
And yet you believe God's plan is best for you.
勇敢的去接受神的差遣。
So you bravely accept God's calling.
教会里面呢有很多侍奉的智慧。
There are many opportunities to serve in the church.
你不要因为你，比方说你的英语讲得不好啊，或者你觉得我信主的年日很短，就不去侍奉神。
Don't say that I have not been a believer for a long time, nor you can say I'm not good in English, therefore refuse to serve.
神曾对保罗说
，God said to Paul once.
我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸我自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆备我。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
全心投靠神的人呢，第二个特点呢，他就是愿意为神牺牲他的生命。
So the second trait of wholehearted person is that they're willing to sacrifice his life for God.
当神呼召以护的时候，要他成为一个刺客去杀死这个摩押王。
So when God called Ehud to be the assassin to murder Eglon,
只是这个任务就好像这些自杀式的恐怖分子一样。
Actually, the mission is almost like the self-sacrifice of the parent.
有去就没有回头了。
You can go there, but you cannot come back.
15-16节里面呢，讲到了以色列人托以户送礼物给这个摩押王。
In the verse 15, it says the Israelites sent him the tribute to. The king Eglon.
那么以后就打了 一把两印的剑、长一柱戴在右腿上的衣服里面。
So Yehu made a double-edged sword and a hip under his right thigh.
一柱就是大概十八寸。
This is about 18 inches long.
有人
cubit.
有人说呢，可能是十二寸，有人说可能是九寸。
Some say 12 inches, some say 9 inches.
就是因为它是短呢，所以它可以藏在这个右腿上旁边，没有人会发觉。
Because it's short, so you can hit right on the right thigh. Nobody can discover.
还有呢，你必须要把这个剑打得很薄，人家才不会见到。
So you have to make this sword very thin.
换句话说呢，其实以弗这把剑呢，只适合刺杀人用的。
Actually, this sword is only good for murder.
因为它又短又薄。
It's short and thin.
你刺杀人以后，你要保护自己跟人打架呢，其实这个是不行的。
You cannot after the murder, you cannot use that to fight.
以弗没有考虑这些东西。
But Yehu didn't consider this.
他甘愿为耶和华牺牲。
He's willing to sacrifice for God.
如果用一个信约的词语呢，他就是一个天天背持十字架的人。
So use the New Testament.Time's slogan is his everyday carry his own cross.
以弗的故事里面，我们不但只见到这些以色列人是一个甘心的去跟随神的人。
Through the story of Yehu, not only we see the Israelites are half-hearted people.
你见到以弗是全心投靠神。
We also see he is wholeheartedly depend on God.
但是这个故事里面还有一个很主要的主角。
But in this story, there's another very important theme.
这个人呢，就是控制历史的，我们控制历史的神。
This is the God who controls the history.
有人说 history 这个字，英文这个 history 这个字，其实就是 his story， 就是他的故事的意思。
So the English word history is his story.
你故事 你看到以弗的故事的时候，你就是看见神在背后的安排。
When you saw the story, you know that God is planning in the back.
十七节里面讲到了以弗，送礼物给这个摩押王伊基伦。
So here it says, after Yehu presented the tribute to Eglon, the king of Moab,
他又说伊基伦祭其肥胖。
It says that he was the king was a very fat man.
伊基伦这个名的意思就是小牛的意思。
Eglon, the meaning of Eglon is a little calf.
经过十八年做皇帝以后呢，他从小牛呢，现在变成小肥牛。
After 18 years as the king, he went from a small calf into a fat calf.
十八节里面呢，讲到以弗送完礼物以后呢，他就打发他跟他一起来的人走了。
So in verse 18, after he presented tribute, and Yehu sent away the people who came with him.
有可能呢，因为跟随以弗的人太多了，就引起。很多人看守这个王帝啊。
It's possible that many people came with Yehu, therefore the people would pay attention.
所以以弗，以弗根本上在第一次见到这个王帝的时候，没有办法靠近他。
And when he first met the king, Yehu has no way to be close to the king.
所以以弗离开以后呢，就打发所有人走。
So after he presented the gift, he sent all the people away.
从基甲一个人回到去见这个伊基伦。
So he went to back to see Eglon from Gilgal by himself, one person.
这个做法有一个好处。
There is an advantage doing this.
因为他刚来是送礼物给这个王帝。
When he first came to present the tribute，
那你进贡就是一种降服在对方手下的一个表现。
So he came as to present himself as subjective to the king。
所以这个易居伦呢，对他的就是防备的心呢，已经减小很多了。
So because of that, the king Eglon weakened his defending。
还有刚刚才见过你，你现在又回来，应该大概没问题啊。
So I just saw you, now you came back. There should be any problem.
那么以后就跟这个王说啊，我有一个机密的事要告诉你。
So he told the king that I have a message for you.
那么这个王就说，把他旁边的人呢都就是叫他们回避。那么最后就是两个人在一个房子里面。
So the king told all the people around him, say, leave us. So just two of them left in the room.
圣经讲到呢，当以户见这个易居伦的时候呢，是在二楼这个凉楼上面的。
So the Bible says when he met with Eglon this time was on the second floor on the rooftop.
就是这样子，这个毒背刀很轻易的把这个小肥牛杀死了。
Because of this, so he can easily kill this little fat cow.
那但是呢，如果你看这个故事，尝试看后面所发展的，你就觉得呢，神的安排是很明显的。
So if you read the story, you look how the things happened. It's obvious God is arranging all of this.
二十二节里面呢，有不同的版本呢，有另外的一个翻译。
So in verse 22, there are different versions of translation.
中文有一个版本是叫吕正宗，他翻译讲到了这个杯插入王的肚子里面呢，连粪也流出来了。
In the Chinese,
英文也其实英文也是讲到这个，就 highlight 这个，耶稣也是这样子的。
So the Chinese version of 吕正宗 it says the same as the ESV version. ESV version says the dung came out.
那其实这个是以户能够逃离的一个关键。
So this is one of the critical point that why Ehud could escape.
因为二十三节里面呢，我们一般是讲到呢，以户是从游廊里面离开的嘛。
So we know that from verse 23, Ehud went out through the porch.
但是有人研究，其实这个游廊很可能呢是讲这个马桶。
Someone interpret this porch is like a portable toilet.
所以呢，那我们知道这个故事就是以户把门的锁上了，那么呢，他大概就是穿过这个马桶，那么就下到地下，那么他就离开。
So he locked the door and he went downstairs and escaped.
摩押的仆人为什么会觉得他的王会在就是他二楼这个地方呢去楼上大解呢？
Why did the people of Moab think the king went upstairs to go to the toilet?
两个原因，因为他们闻到这个粪便的味道。
Two reasons. First, they smelled the smell.
就是因为他刺杀以户刺杀他的时候，这个粪便流出来了。
Because when he was killed by the sword, the dung came out.
还有楼上的确有一个马桶，所以呢，就是他以为这个王帝就在里面大解。
And the second, there was a toilet upstairs, so they think the king was relieving himself.
就是因为他们没有闯进去的时候呢，以户就有机会呢去离开。
Because they delayed, they didn't go right inside right away. Therefore, Ehud could escape.
以户回到以色列的时候，他就呼召以色列人一同来攻击这个摩押的军队。
So now you say later called all the people to come to attack Moab.
把他们呢的一万人的这个摩亚军呢杀死。
They killed 10,000 of the soldiers of Moab.
最后呢，带给以色列人呢有80年的平安。
And this brought them the Israelites 80 years of peace.
以弗的故事很明显看见呢，神在是控制历史的一个神。
So from the story of Ehud, we can clearly see our God controls history.
我看这个故事的时候，我问自己一个问题。
So when I was reading the story, I asked a question.
为什么神呼召人的时候不把他全盘的计划告诉人呢？
So why does God do not tell them the entire plan when he calls people?
我想，如果你是一个半心跟随神的人
，So I think if you are only half-hearted person，
我把这个故事告诉你啊
，I tell you the story，
你都不会相信神的计划了
，You would not believe my plan。
如果你是一个全心投靠神的人
，But if a whole-hearted depend on God，
你不知道这个计划也不打紧呢
，It doesn't matter whether you know the entire plan or not，
因为你相信神的计划是最好的
，Because you believe God's plan is the best，
还有你相信神是掌管历史的
，And you also believe God controls history，
所以你愿意专心的投靠神
，So you are willing to depend on Him wholeheartedly。
正如呢圣经说，耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的保障，并且认得那些投靠他的人。
Just like what the Bible says, the Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him.
我们生活在这个世界上面，就有很多不同的选择。
Now we have a lot of losses in living in this world.
你可以选择做一个忘恩负义的人。
You can choose to be somebody who is ungrateful.
你可以选择做一个苟且偷安的人。
You can choose to be somebody who just drift along.
但是你也可以选择好像以弗一样全心投靠神。
Or you can choose just like Ehud to depend on God wholeheartedly.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你对我们的计划是最好的。
Because your plan for us is the best.
但是我们人的问题就是我们很快就把你的恩典忘掉。
But our problem is that we quickly forget your benefit.
求主帮助我们常常纪念你。
Please help us.To often remember you.
无论在我们平常灵修的生活上面
，whether is in our daily life，
或者在我们每一周我们回到教会的时候
，or every week when we come back to the church，
我们会愿意去顺服神你的安排。
We're willing to obedient to your arrangement.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.